Charity.
Thank you,
well,
Brother.
We're always happy to see you happy.
Thank you.
We realize only too well how in your world sadness blooms. What a rare sunshine it must be in your dull, dreary lives sometimes to be happy. Happiness is a fleeting thing.
We try to be as best we can, usually.
But I feel today that I must be on very special form.
No, you just be yourself.
I see you have this machine, as you call it, which records all we say. And I realize that it may be used, played, to many people who are anxious to know the truth of life after death. And therefore I must be particularly good today.
You always are.
I'm very impressed today. Talk upon service. There are many in your world who have come into this truth, who have realized it, and are desirous of becoming truly servants. But many of them, unfortunately, do not realize what this may entail. How essential it is that when one is to serve God and to do the ministering work of spirit, how essential it is to put oneself last. The tragedy of so many in your world who are doing this work is the fact that they oftentimes forget the debt that they owe to spirit. Not that we consider it in a sense a debt, for all that we do with love and affection, desiring to do that which is the good of all concerned. But sometimes we are appalled how often who start so sincerely, so anxiously to serve, take upon themselves the airs, the graces, and look upon themselves as some phenomenon removed from the ordinary people around and about them, and how they oftentimes are placed on pedestals. How in themselves they feel often so important. Oftentimes we said the humble instrument is the one through whom we can do the work most fully, most surely. It appalls us at times when we realize the barriers that are built up by the ego of the instrument. And oftentimes the instrument's mind will impinge itself in such a way that our clear channel is blocked and impeded and the message is distorted. And I have known only too well of cases where what could have been a great mediumship has been changed. And indeed, in time, has become spoiled, and the message has not been able to be given. You may wonder why I speak in this fashion, but I feel now that you have this machine, that it is important that one might be able to reach those who are beginning the path. Service, full of desire to do that which is right and become truly instruments in the fullest sense. I want to warn them of the danger. chiefly the dangers that lie within themselves. For many ordinary persons who has developed some faculty or faculties of the psychic and the spiritual, after a time they find themselves sought after. People fall upon them and fuss them and say how wonderful they are. And in time they begin to believe it. And in consequence, instead of becoming spiritually minded, they unconsciously at first materially minded. The instrument who wishes to serve must forget self. Place service first and serve last. I know the weaknesses only too well of the human heart, and particularly those who perhaps have gone through life undoubted to a great extent in material sense. They pin their thoughts and their minds on the things of spirit, but in doing so oft times lose the very things that mean most to them. I do say that all those who shall serve the spirit shall be of the spirit. And they shall in due time realize how important they are only in a spiritual sense. The things of the world of flesh become less and less important when you realize the importance of the reality of things of the spirit. It is important, in other words, to have balance. To realize that though you may be, in a sense, rightly and justly proud to be of service, but it must be of the right kind of pride. Pride in accomplishing God's work among his children. That you have been privileged to be used, to be developed, to do this service and this work. Man must realize that he himself, within himself, holds the key that can unlock all the doors of spiritual knowledge. But he must be sure that when he does this, that he is able, if necessary, and at times essentially so, to realize that these doors which have been closed for so long may only sometimes be gently pushed aside and cannot be opened wide until such time as the individual concerned is strong enough spiritually, mentally, to withstand the test. The test is always there. People do not realize it. Oft times we have come in contact with mediums who give the impression that they know all the answers, that all the doors have been opened to them, and they have seen the vistas beyond. This is not true. There is so much that cannot be revealed. There is so much that it would be impossible for the human brain to assimilate and understand. Oft times people are asking questions of which the medium himself, no matter how highly developed he or she may be, cannot necessarily answer. We must remember that there must be balance in all these things, that while you are of the earth, earthy, while you are indeed faced with the issues of your life, beset by its problems and its worries, while you are existing among such vibrations, there must be, to some extent, a check, a upon your spiritual knowledge. But that does not mean to say that the great revelation cannot come to you. And if the instrument particularly is sincere in his or her approach to their calling, and they follow and obey the instructions of those whom they can trust and decide whose identity and whose goodness they've proved, nothing is impossible in time. But one must remember that there can only be, as it were, a trickling through of the waters of spiritual life. Because it would not do for a thirsty man to drink too quickly and too much. But the gentle trickle of the truth that comes quenches his thirst and helps him to build his strength and to see more clearly. And then gradually he can assimilate more, and all can be given in time. Patience, perseverance, faith, and above all, the realization that you are called to service as an instrument in God's work. These things combined bring forth truly an instrument of great promise. For a long time I have been with you. I have endeavored with you. I have endeavored in so many ways. I have guided your footsteps. I have cherished you and cared for you, that you might indeed go forward in greater strength to do the will of the Father. I am overjoyed and pleased at what has been done, but I foresee, as I've often said to you, greater service in the future while yet upon earth. You are an instrument that I and others have trained, and you have come willingly and gladly to us in faith and in sincerity and in love. And the bond between us is great and cannot be broken. When you go forth to do the work, you know that we are there. Because sometimes, naturally, being human, you have your doubts and fears. They are not really doubts and fears in regard to us, but they are doubts and fears in regard to yourself. In other words, child, you have retained your humility. You have not become, as so many have, bumptious and full of importance. You have not become one of those who know all the answers. You are content to be an instrument in the truest sense. And therefore the link between us is strengthened. And when you take the platform, though the material side of you may sometimes quake, because by nature you are not the kind who pushes oneself forward, but because you know the urge of the spirit behind you, you do these things. And in your faith, you have removed mountains, though always you have not been conscious of it. The link between us is such that nothing is really impossible. The power of the spirit and the love of the spirit surround you and gives you strength, gives you the courage to do this work. And I know that we should do greater things. And to those who may yet listen to this recording, I say, if you are thinking of becoming an instrument, realize and remember that it is in humility, in the quietitude of the spirit, in the giving out of all the love that you have to God and his angel ministers, and the realization that you have been privileged to be called upon to do work. In other words, to forget yourself in loving service. This, indeed, is the key that makes possible the unlocking of the doors of knowledge and inspiration. To all of you who serve, wherever you may be, the blessing of the Holy Spirit be upon you. Go forward in strength and in love and in humility, doing the work of the Most High, serving the children of earth to lighten their darkness, to bring them out of the depths into the heights of truth and realization, that they may see and know the things that have been given to you. Go forward in strength and in love, and know that we are with you always. My peace to you, my child. Be of good faith and good heart, for great strength is given to you, that you may yet continue the work of the Spirit for the years that lie ahead. Our bond is strong, and our love is stronger.
Yes.
My peace be with you.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, child.
I just want to say that since last I came, I've felt a lot better in myself and happier about myself physically.
Oh,
and I feel
so
much
did.
Better.
The doctors and the healers, including myself, have been with you constantly. And we know that your health will improve. We know it has improved and will continue to improve. For you are valuable to the work of the Spirit. To retain your hold on the things of earth, that you might become even more truly called an instrument of God's will among his children.
I do hope so.
Do not despair. Have faith.
Yes.
All is well with you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace be with you, child.
Yes,
sir. Now you are lucky.
Aren't I?
I hope your machine works all right now.
Yes, I hope so. I was hoping Maria might pop in at the end, but I suppose she can't. I mustn't be.
It's all right. I've just gone for the moment, so especially for you and your machine, you know.
Thank you.
Because I know you're very anxious to have it on there.
Yes, that's
so
right.
You can listen and play it for people who are interested.
Thank you.
And that is so wonderful to know.
Yes.
That you have got it. We are very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, everything comes if you are patient and persevering.
Oh, yes,
and
that's
have faith,
nature.
You know. Bless you.
You're blessed.
All my blessing to everyone.
Thank
goodbye,
you.
Child.
Bye bye, dear. Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Bye bye, Annie.
Goodbye,
Annie.
What do you call
Annie?
Annie Daisy.
Annie Daisy.
You're
not Annie, are you?
No.